You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. The sports nutrition market is massive around the world, with people increasingly spending more on supplements to fit their diet. And in the UK, Grenade is one of the fastest growing brands. Husband and wife team Alan and Juliette Barrett started working on a new product in their home kitchen in England's Midlands in 2009, later launching the brand with just £27 in their business bank account. The brand has taken off with customers now in more than 80 countries. And last year, a huge share of the company was sold to Lion Capital for £72 million. Today, Juliette is here to share the story of Grenade.
So I had a very sort of traditional education. So I went into school, university, and then did a teacher training qualification, and then went off to Exeter to do like a postgrad in education. So I think I was from a very sort of traditional family. So I've got a lawyer, a doctor, and I was just sort of expected to go into a profession. So I taught for a while in a school and then a sixth form college, and then went back into a school as a head of sixth form, and then sort of got a bit sort of disenchanted with teaching. It was more like sort of crowd control. I moved out of teaching into education and worked for the Learning and Skills Council, developing a project to widen participation for young people in vocational training. Did that for a year and then went to work for Rossborough as head of education, and then met Al, the other founder, and the rest is history, really. Well, I had a distribution business before, so he used to sell other people's products to gyms, clubs, health clubs, etc. So I went to work with that distribution business with him. We've got a very sort of different skill set. So Al's very much into like NPD, new product development, and sort of the recipes and the sales, whereas I'm a very sort of visual person, so I get the branding, the look and feel. And, you know, I was working really hard for somebody else and I wanted to work really hard for myself. Well, we worked in the distribution business together, so we knew what sold, what didn't sell, we knew what people liked, what they didn't like, and we also knew that everything was in very sort of generic packaging. So everything was white tubs, all the sort of sports nutrition products at that time had very, very scientific names. So some of the weight loss products were Zenadrine, Zedrucut, Hydroxycut, and we knew that people couldn't remember them when they walked out of the gym or out of the health store. So we knew very early on that we wanted something that was very distinctive, that it didn't matter what language you spoke, you knew what that product was called by the look and feel of the product, hence the grenade shaped container. And we started buying up the IP, so the intellectual property, back in 2006, so sort of 3.5 years really before we launched. People say to us now, oh, you know, you've been really lucky. And yeah, luck does play a part of it, but it is purely down to hard work and doing everything. So we put everything that we had when we sold the distribution into Grenade. I remember in the first sort of like month of training, we were down to like £27 in the business bank account, and they're really, really scary times. But we always had a real vision of what we wanted the brand to be, a real belief, and the hard work ethic that got us where we are now. But we didn't have a day off for 4 years. We haven't got a family, so everything we had went into Grenade. So even though people say, oh, you've done phenomenally well in sort of 8.5 years, for us now it's more like sort of 20, 25 years work. I mean, I think sports nutrition back in 2009 was... It tended to be tubs of protein or weight loss products sold in very specialist stores with advice. Whereas now, you know, fast track to where we are today, and you see sports nutrition products in the main aisles of supermarkets and in convenience stores. So we had the background in the gym crowd. We never set ourselves out as a bodybuilding brand. So when we launched, we wanted to be the Red Bull of sports nutrition. So we wanted one product that flew off the shelf and everybody knew. And that's why we decided on a weight loss product, because we thought that everybody at some stage in their life wants to lose a bit of weight or, you know, wants to get in shape. Thanks to like the big brands like Weetabix, for example, you know, protein's become more normalised and people are a lot more educated now about what they shouldn't be eating. So they know protein is good, they know it helps you recover, they know they should be eating more of it. I think there's still a misconception that eating protein makes you massive, and I think that scares a lot of people off, whereas actually it just helps you recover and it makes you stronger. I mean, we've got the credibility in sports nutrition, but we've got a product offering now that's very, very mainstream. So our biggest selling product is our Carb Killer high protein low sugar bar, which you'll find in Marks and Spencer's, Tesco's, Asda, Holland and Barrett store, so everywhere. That would never have been the case 8 years ago. Everything was either sold online, on sort of bodybuilding websites, website or in specialist stores. I mean, it's still very early days for sort of, you know, supermarkets to do with sports nutrition. So at the moment, we're still sat down the specialist sports nutrition aisles. So next to like the sort of headache tablets. Whereas what we want to do is offer people a genuine alternative to their confectionery bar. So we want to be sitting next to a Mars bar, for example, in the confectionery aisle. We want our protein spreads, a high protein, low sugar chocolate spread, to be sat next to Nutella in the spreads aisle. And we want our shakes to be sat in the chillers next to milk, because that gives consumers a genuine, credible alternative to their everyday chocolate bar, milkshake or chocolate spread. People tend to deprive themselves of things. And, you know, one thing that's really important to us is, at Grenade, is life is really short. So we want people to enjoy themselves. We don't want them to have to compromise on taste. We want them to be able to enjoy products and sort of talk about snacking and not sort of think that it's a bad thing to do, because it isn't. So we try and sort of promote a balanced lifestyle. And I think that that's a big sort of education piece to, as well. Sort of internally within Grenade, some of the biggest challenges that we've had is managing growth, which is a great challenge, a great problem to have, but it's been really, really difficult to get great people on board quick enough. And again, you know, we're shaping the market, so we're sort of teaching supermarkets, we're teaching the retailers where to put our products, and we're almost creating a healthy snacking category. So those are some of the challenges that we're facing. I mean, it was never about the money for us. I mean, we had our first round of investment with Growthpoint Capital back in 2014, and the reason we did that was to de-risk a little bit. So Al and I put everything into the business, and when Growthpoint invested, they said they were investing in Al and Jules and Four Cats, because they were literally like sort of the two of us and, you know, a couple of members of staff. And that was a riskier investment for them, because it was literally just the brand that they loved and there was no real traction. We didn't have Carb Killer. The investment with Lion Capital has given us the confidence to recruit, definitely. They're used to working with big luxury brands, so they've enabled us to grow and given us the confidence, because for a lot of staff at the business, you know, this is the biggest business that they've ever worked in, and it's growing probably at a faster pace than they are, if that makes sense. So it's great to have a great partner on board that gets brands. One of the biggest things for me is the cultural fit. And we do a lot of work with Virgin United and Sir Richard Branson. And one of the things that sort of I've never forgotten is a fast-track meeting, he said that cultural fit is most important. And he said you can spot the nines and the tens, the ones that are going to be a great asset to your team and grow with the business. And you can spot the ones and twos that aren't on brand at all. It's the sort of sevens and eights that you need to sort of just be a bit wary of. And, you know, we tend to bring people on board that we like, that have got the right cultural fit, that love the brand, that are excited about working in the business. And if they haven't got the necessary skill set, then we can sort of get people up to speed and teach them. You can change people's skills, but you can't change the person. So, you know, I'll never forget that one of the graphic designers we had, he came straight from university for his first ever job interview, came on the bus. He was a lovely guy, you know, like 21, really, really nervous. He showed us his great graphic portfolio. I gave him the bus fare on the way home, and he's still with us now, sort of 4.5, 5 years later, really grown into the role, and he just loves Grenade. And that's the most sort of important thing to me, that we've got people on board that genuinely love the brand and are passionate about it. I mean, one of the biggest things for me is mentoring, and I think we need to encourage young people to think outside of the box and, you know, not necessarily follow a traditional path of education. And one of my sayings is, you know, I'd rather be a has-been than a never was. And I don't think there's enough encouragement at school level to get kids to actually, you know, follow their dreams and sort of try and build, you know, their businesses. And I just think that's to do with a lack of understanding and lack of sort of entrepreneurs that are actually mentoring young people. So that's really, really important to me. So having Lion on board has freed me up a little bit to actually, you know, follow my dreams and get involved in some of these things that I feel very passionately about. growing the team is important to manage the growth. We've got a great new product pipeline, so we've got some new bars launching early next year. We've got a small team in the US that we're looking to build on. We've also got a small team in the Middle East now, which again we're looking to grow. So I think the last sort of 8 years of Grenade, we've put sort of footings down in lots of different countries, but now it's really about rolling out what we've done in the UK, growing the teams in these sort of geographies as well, and just world domination, to be honest.
Thank you very much, Juliette Barrett, for coming in to share the story of Grenade. The show was edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.